Recording in progress.
Well, that clock's probably
okay. So tell them to quiet down, or to call everybody to just go to the pledge.
Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order. We'll give a brief in regard to that. She didn't pass away or anything of sort, but she's had four strokes. Councilwoman Mindy DeVorich. Hoping for a full recovery at some point. Clerk, would you call the roll?
Mr. Waddell? Here. Mr. Johnstone, here. Mr. Shealy, here. Ms. DeVorich, Mr. Julian, here. Mr. Lastic,
here.
Mr. Salito,
here.
Mr. Marino.
Motion in order to excuse Mr. Make Marino and Ms. DeVorich.
Make a motion to excuse both of them.
Second. First by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Lastic. Council's pleasure on the minutes.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Motion to accept and place on file by Julian, second by Aaron Johnstone. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Clerk, do we have any reports or communications from council?
Yes. First, from the auditor's office, the statement of cash from revenue and expense for May 2024.
Make a motion to accept and place on file.
Motion by Julian, second by Shealy. All in favor? Opposed?
And next, the from the auditor's office, the check report by check number for May 2024.
Council's pleasure.
Accept and place on file.
Accept and place on file by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Lastic. All in favor?
Opposed.
Motion carries. Clerk, if you want to let us know what you have there. Okay, if we could get public remarks on agenda items only right now, agenda items. Anything on the agenda that people would like to discuss?
I have the Nile City Council Roundtable meetings from June 10th, the Public Grounds Committee meeting minutes from June 17th, Finance Committee meeting minutes from June 17th, and also the Council Roundtable minutes from June 13th.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Motion by Mr. Julian to place on file, and second by Mr. Shealy. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Clerk, if you would present tonight's legislation.
Draft number 80-24 to be brought to the floor for the third time, a resolution to allow the City of Niles to adopt policies and procedures for the interconnection of distributed generation resources.
Motion for a third reading.
Motion for third reading by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Waddell.
Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Mr. Julian, second by Lastic.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 80-24 has been now adopted.
Draft number 83-24 brought to the floor for the third time, an ordinance regarding funding of the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles Business Grants.
Council. Motion for a third reading.
Motion for third reading by Mr. Johnstone.
Second it.
Second by Mr. Julian.
To the chair, Mr. Lastic and Mr. Salido abstain on this one.
Yep. Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido? 4 yeas, 2 abstain.
Motion to adopt.
Johnstone, second by Mr. Julian.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Abstain.
Mr. Salido?
Abstain.
4 yeas, 2 abstain.
Clerk, next draft, please. Draft number 83-24 has now been adopted by further rules.
Amended draft number 97-24 to be brought to the floor for the third time, an ordinance establishing limitations on marijuana adult use cannabis dispensary operations within the city, zoning requirements, and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third reading.
Motion for third reading by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Shealy. Call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Mr. Julian. Second by Mr. Shealy.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes, and I'd like to add a comment. Go ahead.
Sorry. Six yeas, zero nays.
Mr. Waddell, without putting you under the gun, I know that you didn't reach the previous one, and I'm sure people are curious if your position is correct, that you wanted that, right? Yes.
No, I would say during my absence, the people that had come together, the council came together, put this together very well. I'm very happy with it. I was sorry that I could not be here, but... deal, and thank you.
Give you a chance to catch up a little bit, so. Any questions or comments on the...
To the chair, this draft 9224, this has a deadline of July 17th. It's up for a second reading, but we're going to need to suspend the rules on it. We got to get it to the county by July 17th, okay?
Clerk, would you read the second reading on 92-24?
Amended draft number 92-24 to be brought to the floor for the second time, a resolution adopting the alternative tax budget for the fiscal year beginning January 1st, 2025, and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Yeah. Motion to suspend by Mr. Lastic, second by Mr. Julian. Any questions or comments on that? I do. It was said that we are under time restraints on that issue. Generally, we try to go three readings, but there is a... anybody have any questions on that before we call?
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Six yeas, zero nays.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Mr. Julian. Second by Mr. Lastic. Any questions, comments on this? Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Six yeas, zero nays.
Draft number 92-24 has been adopted under council's rules.
Amended draft number 94-24 to be brought to the floor for the second time, an ordinance amending the zoning of parcel 25-082050.
Council's pleasure.
Motion for second reading.
Motion for second reading by Mr. Johnstone, second by Mr. Lastic. Questions, comments? Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Six yeas, zero nays.
Draft number 94-24 has been approved for a second reading.
Draft number 96-24 to be brought to the floor for the second time, an ordinance authorizing the sale of a 138 KV facilities.
Motion for a second reading.
Motion for second reading by Mr. Julian. Second by Mr. Waddell. Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Six yeas, zero nays.
Draft number 96-24 is approved on the second reading.
Mm-hmm. The following draft will be part of the consent agenda, being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 98-24, an ordinance approving a then and now payment request to Summit Supply for repair of storm sewer pipe on Lafayette. Draft number 99-24, an ordinance authorizing the purchase of a 1CAT 304 CR mini hydraulic excavator through Sourcewell Cooperative. Draft number 100-24, an ordinance authorizing budget transfers from the unappropriated water fund and unappropriated sewer fund. Draft number 101-24, An ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated sewer fund 503 for contracted labor. Draft number 102-24. An ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated park fund 221 for consultant fees and bond construction. Draft number 104-24. An ordinance approving a then and now payment request for Xylem Dewatering Solutions Incorporated for repair of pump at the wastewater treatment plant. Draft number 105-24. An ordinance authorizing the acceptance of the material terms of the One Ohio Subdivision Settlement pursuant to the One Ohio Memorandum of Understanding, consistent with the terms of the March 22, 2024 Kroger Multi-State Opioid Settlement Agreement, authorizing the mayor to execute the subdivision participation form. Draft number 106-24, a resolution authorizing the appropriation of an additional $401,877.59 towards the fiscal year 2024, 2025, and 2026 LED street light replacement project. And draft number 107-24, a resolution authorizing the City of Niles to accept the Ohio Department of Development in partnership with the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency Water and Wastewater Infrastructure Grant Program for Salt Springs Road Phase 1 waterline replacement, appropriating the necessary funds and amending Resolution 18-24.
Motion to suspend.
Motion to suspend by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Lastic. Any questions, comments?
Mr. Waddell? Yes. Mr. Johnstone? Yes. Mr. Shealy? Yes. Mr. Julian? Yes. Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Lastic. Questions? Any questions, comments? Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
That's all been it.
Draft number 103-24 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance amending the zoning of parcels 25-723598 and 25-723599.
Motion for a first reading.
Motion for first reading by Mr. Julian. Second by Mr. Lastic. Questions, comments?
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 103-24 has been approved for the first reading. That will end tonight's legislation. If we can get into the general public comments at this point. Is there anybody who would like to approach council with any questions, comments, or concerns? Sir, come to the mic and state your name.
Hi, my name is Mr. Glenn. I'm Federal Street in Niles. Been living there over 30 years. First and foremost, I just found out at this meeting about Ms. Dvorich. I'm in Ms. Dvorich's ward. I'd like to know if council's going to appoint a interim or a temporary. I have a problem in my ward. A house right across from me is a shambles, and it needs immediate attention. And the bank that owns it is in Anaheim, California, and I'm tired of looking at it every day I wake up and go out of my house. My address is 511 West Federal, and it's the house. Okay, very good. Okay. I appreciate it. It's getting out of hand. The grass is about this tall. Somebody come out and put plastic all over the roof, and
yeah, we'll get missed.
511, it's directly across.
Yeah, we'll get Mr. Elastic over to take a look tomorrow with you.
just be careful because there's critters, there's all kind of stuff running around. Secondly, I'd like to
drive him over there. He'll be there too.
Secondly, I'd like to thank council for the recreational marijuana. I'm a advocate myself. In 2011, I was injured in an industrial accident, and I blew my back out. And in 2 years, I've had 8 surgeries, on 5 on my back, 1 on my leg, 1 on my foot. I was on every painkiller from Vicodin to the last one I was on was morphine. I made the choice to go with medicinal marijuana and was granted, or I shouldn't say granted, I got my own card and used the dispensary. It's not reefer madness of 40 years ago. Strides have been made, and there's a lot of medicinal purposes. I was telling the mayor, I'm a regular attendee at the commissioner's meeting of the county, and the addicts in the county jail are given methadone and Suboxone for their addiction. Now, I understand you can't roll up a big fatty and light it up in the jail, but there's other ways of administering this drug through tinctures, through gummies, and those patients that are legal should be given their medication too. So I appreciate it. I'd like to see the tax money stay in our community. And anything else you guys can do, any questions you have for me, feel free to approach. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments, concerns by general public? I'd like to approach council. Come to the mic, please.
Hi, my name is Richard Strong. I live at 1017 Robbins Avenue. And I'm also, I'm a longtime pot smoker. I'm 69 years old. I've smoked pot since I was 13. But in my older years, I found that there is a lot of therapeutic benefits. My sciatica, I don't have to take any drugs for that other than a gummy. My stomach ailments are eased by it. So but most importantly to me is an income stream. It just makes sense. It's what the voters wanted. Another thing is, let's see, what number did I give it? Issue 2, which would be the devil strip. I would love for the council or whoever, because I can't tell Phil what to do or say, could you please do this? So if you would look into the widespread use in the state of Ohio of bollards and to protect the pedestrians and the buildings, to separate the traffic from the pedestrians in the buildings. It's not about head-on crashes. If council or whoever could do that, that would be great. And then finally,
you're requesting council
ask Phil Zuzulo to look into bollards that are widely used for the devil strip in front of the Giancola residence. They're in wide use throughout Ohio. Recent use would have been Youngstown put them in. They had the Pride Festival there.
Try to stop real quick. We've been having some IT problems here. Can everybody hear back there or no? Can't hear anything at all?
You can't? Okay. Let me lean in just a little bit further. How's that? Better?
A little better.
No?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So anyways, I want to thank you for that. And the bollards, like I say, if you could have Phil Zuzulo look into the bollards because they're in use widespread all over Ohio and things is to protect the pedestrians from the traffic. We're not talking about head-on collisions. We're talking about protection of property and pedestrians. So there's that. And then last but not least, I don't know if this is the forum, but I would love to get copies or have some instruction on how to get copies of the minutes of the meeting of the council meetings for the last 6 months.
Phil, what do you need?
I can get that. Okay.
Cool. Thanks.
Pardon?
Yeah, they are also on the City of Niles website under council, government, and then council.
I was kind of hoping I could get
if you can get, yeah, I think we can get you a hard copy, right?
I was hoping so I could print them out. I like the printed stuff. But for some reason, I digest it better. I don't know why.
So you'd rather have a hard copy of it then?
Yeah, I'm old. Thank you very much. And Mayor, your tan looks great.
The 7 of you to approach the mic, please. Yeah. State your name.
I just want to remind everyone, we got our flyer out, and on Veterans Day, November 10th, at the fire station up in McKinley Heights, we're going to have a veterans brunch. Veterans eat free, so bring your family. The veterans are going to eat free. And this year, we're going to be raffling off 2 guns. They won't be on site. You'll have to go out to Leonard's and pass a background check. And we're asking for donations for baskets. So November 10th is the Veterans Day brunch. Okay. Thank you.
Abigail.
Good evening. My name is Abigail Bickerstaff. I have 2 things this evening. One of them is Rita, and the other is the peak heat shaving text message that went out. We'll get started with Rita. Honestly, I'm just kind of want to address a complaint and issue that I've been having with them. Monday, I received a letter in the mail that I still owed $167 and some change. I'm in the works of getting that resolved from my accountants and multiple phone calls back and forth between the city, Rita, and the accountants. Hang on here, I've got just kind of an outline note. So the reason that I received this invoice from Rita was because they never processed my check. They never applied my payment, even though I paid my annual amount in full back in March. It is now June. They failed to apply the payment in a timely manner and then tried to penalize me and charge me on that. Thank goodness I use an accountant, because if I use TurboTax or did this on my own or go to a little pop-up business like most people do, I would have just sent the check in and been on my merry way. So I'm going to strongly urge council, please revisit eliminating Rita. Bring the tax office back to the city. Second thing is the mass text message that went through when we get our alerts about water main breaks and different things along those lines. We received a message about peak shaving hours a couple weeks ago when it was very, very hot. I understand and appreciate the fact that we're trying to conserve and prevent mass chaos by having grids go down. I just have a couple questions, though. Being that that was sent out via that Nextel or Nextlist system, how is that communicated to businesses in our city? Is that something that we just put that responsibility on residents that receive those alerts?
Mayor, if you could answer that question. She wanted to know, is businesses getting the same thing about conserving as well as the...
Businesses do have the option to opt into those text message alerts. Yes.
Okay, but there's no direct, like, we don't have any way to, I mean, I don't want to pick on anybody, like the strip on 422, that's a mass strip of businesses, shopping outlets. You know, all of their thermostats are set well below where they need to be, especially trying to conserve, and it almost feels like the citizens are being targeted because a business can look at it, not look at it. Where does that go? Is anything actually done on an involvement level with the different businesses in the city?
Abigail, if I could confirm with Mr. Zuzulo, it is hard to tell the business bringing in revenue and that sort of thing to close the business down. I think there's ways maybe they
I think it's the same across the board, whether you're residential or commercial or industrial. It was simply a notification. It was not a mandate, if you will.
And I think that is the key. It's not a mandate that they're recommended, would love to have you, but at the end of the day, if you don't do it, you can't, you know. Okay. It's just trying to help to conserve, and they'd be aware of it, the same thing else.
And I would add to that, Doug, that with that stretch of 90, 92, 95, 98 degree weather all week last week, the Niles power system did handle itself very, very well. So with very few outages throughout the week.
Yeah, we got an outstanding crew.
Yes.
Last thing before you go, you're asking council to review or have a meeting to discuss Rita, not just the individual one, but to talk about potentially replacing it with city, correct?
Yes, I would love to see council strongly consider bringing Rita out of the picture and bring it back to the tax department in the city.
And Mayor, one other question. The boil alert was limited to the people who opted into notifications, right?
It goes to everyone. If they are opted in and live in that
vicinity. You still got to opt into it, correct?
You have to opt into it, yeah. But all of those text alerts also reach the local news media. So,
and you can also forward it to somebody else after they're not subscribed.
Oh, I had one more question in regards to the peak shaving. I know it's not mandated. As a city, do we do that with our offices, like the wellness center, the office downtown, the police department? Do all of those thermostats get turned up as well? Or is that something that's just, again, we throw that text out there and then do as you see what you want to do?
Well, I can assure you I was shutting lights in my office. So we do it at the municipal building.
Okay.
You are over your time. Are you requesting additional three or are you done?
I'll be done for now. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, general public has to, before we move on? Seeing none, we'll move on to miscellaneous remarks. Mr. Mayor?
I have no comment.
Mr. Flaherty? Mr. Kanakletis? Mr. Zuzulo? Where are we at? Fire Chief? Acting Police Chief, no comment. Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone?
Yeah, one quick thing. July 4th is the parade, as a reminder to everybody, but following that, Mr. Petrillo put together a car show and craft fair that'll follow immediately after.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes, I'd like to thank Dee again for everything you do for the veterans with your mission outreach and everything. I would also like to share,
I had mentioned this before, and then last week.
Mr. Julian?
Comment.
Mr. Lastic? Things I do want to thank Mr. Lastic and Mr. Julian today for volunteering to assist. I want to thank Mr. Johnstone, who's already been out there and about in different wards, even though he's in the second ward. And I know that Mr. Shealy and Mr. Weddell are also willing to help. I think they're very co- Last thing is, I know there was a concern about Robert Street getting done, and we've addressed it, and working with the mayor, Robert Street, mayor, if you'd confirm, is on the list to be done in the spring, correct?
It's on the proposal list, so long as through the budget hearing, council chooses to fund fully street resurfacing program.
That's all I have. Motion adjourned. Motion by Julian, second by Lastic. All in favor?